So it's Jadeja to start the session. Vauxhall in. Three catches around the bat. Root reverse sweeps from small four runs.
Well, how about that? If they're looking to preserve wickets, Root has immediately got into the reverse posture out towards the Locklaker stand. Four runs to begin the session. He moves into double figures. Full here. To first slip. Hamid's gone. Jadeja's got Hamid for 63. Into the rough. Oh, indeed, he's bowled him. Goodness me, it looked like it was taking a slip. I think it might have been taking a slip off the stump as well. The result is the same. England lose their third wicket with the score on 141. Hamid having done so much right.
Into Pope again. He's bowled in. Through the gate. Arms aloft. The Indian flags waving all around the oval once more. And Ollie Pope has been done by a really good delivery there from Jasprit Bumrah. He's gone for two. England lose their fourth. 146 for four. Once again, and Bear. So he's bowled in. Yorkie. Beautiful delivery that from Jasprit Bumrah in one day mode. Ball clattering into Midland leg. And Johnny Bairstow has to go for a duck. India well on top here now. They can sense this victory. All the fans are on their feet. The flags are waving. The Dalls are playing. The Bhangra has started in the stands. England 146 for five. Right, Jadeja gets another go at a left-hander. In he comes to Moeen, who is caught, isn't it? Short leg, yes, given out. Moeen Ali gets an inside edge on it. He's walking back to the pavilion. No chance of a review. And India have got their next wicket. Moeen not troubling the scorers. A four-ball duck for him. England 147 for six. Just listen to them.
Siraj is into Root. Root tucks this away. First ball off his leg. Standard East back to square leg. That's for the first run in a while. England's 150 comes up. 150 for six. Root moves to 19.
To the crease is Siraj. Bowls to Root. It's full and he drives down the ground. That's an attractive stroke. A classical long drive. And it runs into the rope in front of the pavilion. All isn't quite lost for England when their captain is there in the middle. A long, long way to go to save this test match. But Root on 26 won't throw in the towel. England 159 for 6.
In comes Shardul to Joe Root, and he's bowled it! The bowling change works for India, and that could be the game. England's skipper has gone, he's dragged one on, and he's having to drag himself off the square. He can't believe what has just happened. It was an innocuous delivery. Just outside the off stump, a slight hint of away movement, just gentle swing, nothing more. Root trying to guide it down towards third man, but can only drag it onto his stumps. India three wickets away now. This man makes things happen, Shardul Thakur. Two half centuries with the bat, a couple of crucial wickets in this innings as well. And this could be over very soon. England 182 for 7.
Start of a new over. First ball is gone! Caught a mid-wicket! Wokes has got to go, flicking the ball off his toes, straight to the fielder at mid-wicket. They didn't get Overton, but they have got Wokes. Rahul with a good diving catch, and it's Umesh Yadav, who's been brought on for the last over before tea. That will be tea, and England go into it. 143 for 8. Their last remaining hope. That was a soft dismissal. Clever bowling, I guess, into the pads there. A field is placed specifically for that shot. But Wokes fell for the trap. He timed it, if anything, too well. And Rahul had to do, make a bit of ground to his left. He dived well and caught it two-handed.
2 for 24 for Bumrah from 19 overs. He's been brilliant. 2 for 50. From Umesh Yadav. There's been some just spectacular bowling today. Jadeja has bowled well to those footmarks. He struggled to get much. It's an effective purchase initially. He had 2 for 50 from 29 overs. Umesh Yadav picked up a wicket there just at the end, 1 for 46. And Shardul Thakur with possibly the most important wicket, that of Root. He induced a drag on from him. 2 for 22. Most of England's batters have been got out by some scintillating Indian bowling. India are now surely going to win this. We're going to take a brief break for about a quarter of an hour, but we will be back with the last rites of what has been a fantastic test match. Don't miss it, because you can be sure when that 10th wicket goes down, The Indian element of this crowd is going to go absolutely wild. Until then, it's a brief goodbye from us here.